you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
Time to be ignorant. I got to have knowledge. And I got to practice knowledge. Say that with me. Say, I must possess and practice knowledge. Knowledge, first of all, has to do with divine know-how. There are things we need to know that are attached to God. Yeah, I need to have some divine knowledge or divine know-how. Need to know how to act in church. Sleep at home, not in church. I need to know how to carry myself as a young man. Yeah, I need to know how to carry myself, let me say, as a godly young man. Don't walk with no switch. No, I'm a young man. I don't do what an unsaved or a sinner would do. I'm a godly young man. Yeah, need to have divine knowledge. Need to know how to give. Need to know how to praise God. Am I right about it? Need to be familiar with the Bible. May not know everything in Scripture, but I need to be familiar with Scripture. Secondly, when we have knowledge, it says that we are aware of how we should think, talk, and act. I'm aware of how I should think about myself. I need to have good self-confidence about myself. But I don't need to think more highly of myself than I ought to, right? I need to know how to talk to grown folk. I don't call grown folk by their first name. I don't address grown folk, yeah, bruh, shawty. No, I need to know how to talk to grown folk. Am I right about it? Yeah. There's certain things as a young man you need to know. You need to know how to change a tie. Yeah. You need to know how to tie a tie, brother. You need to know how to put an outfit together and how to dress and have more than just gym clothes. There's just certain things you need to know as a young man. It's so amazing if you like to shop. Me and a good friend of mine were talking, and it's amazing how when you go shopping now, stores that used to be known for having nice shirts, ties, and so forth. It's like they're doing away with that as it pertains to young men. And all you see is just T-shirts, jeans, and such. But no, a real young man knows how to dress for the occasion. Am I right about it? Can't forget the sisters. A young lady need to know, no, you don't carry yourself like no Nicki Minaj. Oh, no. You're not no city girl like no Megan Thee Stallion. Oh no, them some freaking nasty girls. You are a chaste young woman of God. So I know how to, help me out. Think? Come on, I know how to talk and I know how to act or behave. When you talk about having knowledge, this is what it suggests. Let's go further. How many are ready to go further? Let's look at some more things about knowledge, all right? Let's go to Proverbs 20. And let me back up some of my statements and give you Bible. Preacher should never just say something and not have scripture to back it up, okay? Proverbs 20 and 15. Some of you just looking at me. I need you to go. Roll with me. You need to see it, not just on the wall, but in your own Bible, on your own phone. Proverbs 20 and 15. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. What do I want us to see? Knowledge is valuable. Knowledge is very, very valuable. That's what I want us to see. And I love how he breaks it down. He says the lips of knowledge. The Bible teaches how knowledge comes from the lips or the mouth of God. When it comes to God, God gonna make sure you know some things. He gonna make sure I know some things. I'm gonna make sure you know how to be a good husband, Baker. I'm gonna give you knowledge. Gonna make sure you know how to be a productive wife. Why? I'm gonna give you knowledge. Going to make sure you know how to be successful, saved, and single. Why, God? I'm going to give you knowledge. And the primary way God gives his people knowledge, we know Jeremiah 3:15 is through his shepherds. I'm going to give you a shepherd, and they're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Very, very important. Now, we have a choice when it comes to knowledge and understanding, right? We have a choice on who we can receive from. Hosea 4 and 6, very familiar text. Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? Because you have rejected knowledge. So knowledge can be coming forth, young people. But we have a choice to either receive it or reject it. You can come to church all day, take notes, but if you don't practice it, that's rejecting knowledge. And notice what the prophet says. He said, God's people are ruined. Their life is messed up because they rejected knowledge. They didn't want what God had for them. And we live in a day and time like that where so many people, grown folk and young folk, they picky about what God gives them. Yeah, I like that, but I don't like that. We don't need to be like that. We don't need to have itching ears. Whatever God puts on the table to feed us, we need to hunger for it, eat it, and put it into action. Why? I don't want to be ruined. When it comes to my sexual identity, I need to receive what God said and not the world. Because if I go the world's way, I'm going to ruin myself. Yeah, I need to make sure whatever knowledge he puts on the table, I don't reject it. And sometimes, young folk, I'm just going to be honest, we're not going to like everything that God puts on the table. I said, you're not going to like everything sometimes that God puts on the table. It's going to be bitter to the taste, the Bible say. Sometimes when God give us a word, it hurts. Oh, it'll step on your toes. But I need the truth because the word is truth. And if we continue in the truth, young folk, the truth will make us free. How many want to be free? Yeah, when it comes to being free, it has to do, first of all, with being happy. I want to be happy in life. Yeah, I ain't got time to be depressed, miserable. I ain't got time to be gloomy and sad like Elder was talking about. So I got to make sure I'm receiving knowledge or the truth of God. That's what the Bible says. Happy is he who finds wisdom. Wisdom has to do with knowledge, understanding. Oh, God, my life is so much better ever since I've been practicing knowledge. What about you? Yeah, and I ain't been perfect. I'll be the first to admit I haven't been perfect, and I'm not perfect, but I'm still striving. Woo, keep on helping me. How many are in here like me? You still striving. But one thing we don't want to do, young folk, is reject the word. You don't want to reject the word because it's going to cause ruin. Okay? Notice the third thing about knowledge. Let's go over to the book of Proverbs 11 and 9. And the latter part says, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. That's why we need knowledge as righteous folk. That's where our deliverance is. That's how we're going to come out of trouble. When we learn what God wants us to know, when trouble comes our way, we're going to come out of it. Oh, God. And let me tell you something. Trouble is not reserved for grown folk. There are some young folk that have trouble and will have trouble. There are some 20-something-year-olds that have trouble and will have trouble. Trouble is a part of life. Afflictions are a part of the righteous lifestyle. But the wonderful thing about affliction is that the Lord will deliver us out of it all. And how does he deliver us? Through knowledge. I'm going to give you what you need to know to find a house. I'm going to give you what you need to know to be happy and single. I'm going to give you what you need to know that when you step into a pit, you'll know how to get out of it. Knowledge delivers. That's why, young folk, we always need to come to God's house hungering and thirsting for righteousness or knowledge. So when we get in trouble in life, we know how to come out. And let me tell you something. Trouble is ordained by God, but sometimes we cause ourselves trouble. There are some young folk just make stupid decisions and find themselves in trouble. Have you ever made some dumb decisions in life? Have you ever made some decisions in life that mama may not know about? Daddy may not know about, but let me tell you something. God knows about it, and you can still come out of the trouble even though you get yourself in the trouble. And I have got myself in plenty of trouble in life, but it was the knowledge of God that brought me out. How many are understanding by a show of hands? This is so important. Got to have knowledge. Y'all still with me? So what is knowledge? Before I go further, I got to see if y'all really just receiving. Y'all looking astute, a very intelligent. But what is knowledge? I gave two definitions. Talk back to me. Divine know-how is when you are aware of how to think. Come on. Talk and see how you can pick up even if you didn't know the answer. We're going to help you out. Is knowledge valuable? Do you want knowledge? You don't do anything in life unless you possess knowledge. Don't sign your name on no paper unless you know what you signing. You don't go along with your friends unless you know where they going. You don't follow nobody blind. You possess knowledge. What does knowledge do for the righteous? Delivers. About three of y'all got that one. That's good. And what is a consequence for rejecting knowledge? Oh, yeah, we know that one. That's it. As a child of God, the one thing that you need to know is the voice of the Lord. And you're not too young to be conscious of the voice of the Lord. It's just going to take some work. You as a young woman have to know for yourself the voice of the Lord. As a young man, it is imperative that you know the voice of the Lord. Why, Pastor? One reason, Because in the last day, Jesus taught, it's going to be a lot of voices, a lot of false prophets. And you and I need to be able to discern if God is speaking to us or not. Even on a daily or weekly basis, a lot of us, we just hear a lot of voices. Internally and externally. Some of you got major decisions to make in life. Some of you have minor choices to make in life. Should I do this? Should I do that? And you really need to hear the voice of the Lord. When we talk about the voice of the Lord, young people, first of all, it has to do with God's guidance. Lord, I need to hear from you so you can guide me. Tell me what to do with this family. If you are a husband and you're not familiar with the voice of the Lord, you're in trouble. And not just you, but those who follow you, your family. I learned real quick, Baker, you better know the voice of the Lord or you're going to mess yourself up. You're going to mess your wife up and your children. Because you are the head of the household. Better know the voice, the guidance of the Lord. But secondly, young people, the voice of the Lord has to do with God's teaching. You need to be able to discern, yeah, that's of God right there. No, that's not of God. And listen, God's voice is not some audible voice that's just going to speak your name one day. It's not going to just come from the heavens and the clouds move over and just start speaking, Teresa, I need you to do thus. No, it ain't going to be like that. The voice of the Lord will speak directly to you and indirectly to your spirit. It's just that simple. All of us in here have a God-conscious part of us. And God will speak to that part of you. It's up to us to be able to recognize. And it took me some time. I'm just going to be honest. It took me some time to realize when God was really speaking to me. Because a lot of times in my life when I was young, I would say something with God. Come to find out, that wasn't God. That wasn't God speaking to me. I just erred. Had the right intentions, but I was off. I didn't discern the voice of the Lord. And here Jesus is teaching his sheep, his people, my sheep, they know my voice. You got to know God's voice for yourself. Oh, Lord, y'all with me? All right, let's look at some things because I can't teach you what his voice sound like, but I can teach you how to hear from God. I can't teach you what does it sound, what does he sound like? Well, in one sense I can, and I'm about to do it. But you have to be able to discern for yourself, this is God speaking to me. Are y'all with me? All right, let's start in 1 Samuel. I'm going to read this text, and then I'm going to give you my personal testimony of how this verse that I'm about to read to you happened in my personal life. Okay? Let's go to 1 Samuel 3. This is so important. We got to know the voice of the Lord. Real faith walkers, or as Paul said, the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God, the voice of God, the Holy Spirit. They're just... God tell me to do this, and I do that. God tell me not to do that, and I don't do that. I just want to be led by his voice. All right? 1 Samuel 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse 8. Now, what was going on when you started verse 1, young people? There was a boy named Samuel who was with his pastor, Eli. And one day he was sleeping. And the Lord began to talk to Samuel. But Samuel thought it was Eli. And so three times Samuel got up out the bed and went to Eli and said, what do you want? You keep calling me. And I'm paraphrasing. And the Bible says that Eli finally recognized what was going on in Samuel's life. Let's pick it up at verse 8. Y'all with me? And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Verse 9. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Look, go lie down." What did Eli say to Samuel? "And it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant what? Hears.'" Now this is key. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Last verse, 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called as the other time, "Samuel, Samuel," and Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." When it comes to the voice of the Lord, young people, look, you understand the voice of the Lord when you obey your pastor. You start to discern when God is speaking to you. Bottom line, when you start obeying what your pastor is teaching you. And see, that's what happened to me. I remember I made up in my mind. I told the Lord in prayer one day, and this is over 20 years ago. I said, "Lord, from now on," I said, "whatever you tell my pastor to teach me, I'm going to strive to put it into action. I'm going to obey it. I'm just going to do what you sent for me through my shepherd." I made a conscious decision. I remember praying that prayer. And when I started doing that, I started being able to discern for myself when God was speaking directly to me. Yeah. See, I had received and accepted that God spoke indirectly through my shepherd. Y'all still with me? But God is someone we cannot see. How are we going to obey God who we can't see, and we won't obey somebody that we can see? So when I started obeying who I could see, God said, "Look, I trust you, Baker. I'm going to start talking to you because I know you're going to obey me if you don't see me." And see, that's the problem some people have. They have a problem with obeying God indirectly through their pastor. And you hear people say all the time, "God told me, God told me." But when you look at their lifestyle, you see that they don't even obey their own pastor. So God can't be talking to them that much if you're not obeying your shepherd. Because the shepherd has the rule over us. Woo, look how y'all looking. So what happened was in my life, I said, "Lord, I'm going to start obeying. When I come to leaders' meeting, whatever you put on the table, I'm going to obey it. I'm going to strive when I come to revivals, when I come to church. Lord, I know it's going to be a challenge sometime, but I'm just going to obey. Then God starts speaking to me directly, more so in prayer. He started talking to me about my friends. I never forget one day I was at home and I was praying, but then God started telling me about the people I was hanging around. He specifically put a person's face, and it scared me, before me in prayer and said, "Stop hanging around this person." Man, I got fearful in a sense to where I started reverencing God. "Oh, my God, I know who you're talking about. God, stop hanging around this person." Now, check this out. I asked God why, and he didn't give me no answer. All he told me was, and I knew it was God. I knew it was God. And guess what? I started doing it months after it manifested why God told me to stop hanging around this person. Yeah. What am I trying to teach you? When you and I start obeying our shepherd, God's voice is going to start becoming more clear to you. How many have ever struggled at hearing from God for yourself? Just be honest. First step is do this right here. Just start being more conscious of what your pastor is telling you, and then you'll be able to discern when God is speaking to you directly. Samuel, go on in there and lie down. When he calls you, say this. and say that. Guess what the Bible says? He went in there and did what? Lied down. And when the Lord called him, he said what his pastor told him to say. And from then on, it was history. God just kept talking to Samuel. God just kept talking to him. See, whenever God speaks directly, it's going to be in line, as we're going to learn, with what his shepherd has been teaching. It's going to be a connection. Woo, look at somebody say it's going to be a connection. Are y'all understanding? So if you're the type of young person, young adult or adult, that's saying, man, I really want to hear from God more, it starts with your obedience to your shepherd. Especially when it's God's shepherd. Can I get a loud amen? All right, let's go to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews. We're looking at truths about the voice of the Lord. Hebrews 4. Hebrews is in the New Testament. Okay? Hebrews 4. Verse number 7. We're going to read the last part of the verse. Start at today. He says, today, if you hear his, help me, voice, do not what? Harden your heart. Second truth, young people, about the voice of the Lord. When God starts speaking to you, don't harden your heart. When God starts speaking to you more about your situation, don't ignore him. Don't reject what he's telling you. That's what it means to harden your heart. Baker, I want you to stop listening to that type of music. Oh, God. Don't ignore that. Don't ignore that. Baker, I want you to stop watching this right here. Oh, God. I really enjoy listening and watching that. Well, I done spoke. Don't harden your heart. What you gonna do? Baker, stop touching that when you get with her. But, Lord, it's so soft. Feels so good. Don't harden your heart. Don't ignore that. Don't reject that. Don't do that to your body. But I really want to, Lord. I got the design. I want to do it. I want to do it. Don't harden your heart. See, God will speak to you and I about some things we want to do, but he don't want us to do. Don't reject it. Baker, I want you to put X amount of dollars on the altar. But Lord, that means I'm going to have to go into my savings. I'm going to have to go into my savings to do what you're asking me to do. So you going to harden your heart? You going to reject that? When you know it's more blessed to give than to receive? When you know God loves a cheerful giver? Because you know the devil ain't going to tell you to get that amount. I'm going to tell you what some folk do. God will tell you what to give, and some folk be at the service, and they be like, I ain't got that. And you be like, yes, you do. All you got to do is go get it. You ain't got it on you, but you got it. Have you ever, you ain't got to answer, harden your heart during the offering. He done told you, I need you to give such and such, but you harden your heart. God will speak to you about every aspect of your life, your money, your sex life, how you dress. Baker, don't wear that. You don't need to be wearing that. Or if you wear it, button that shirt up. You don't wear it like that. Don't post that, Baker. Don't do that right there. But man, can we have any fun? Yes. But with God, there's standards. There's standards. And he'll guide us in all truth. He'll tell you to go and get stuff right with folk. And sometimes you'll be like, man, I don't want to get that right. They don't like me anyway. No. If the Lord tells you to get it right, don't harden. I might as well go ahead and see if y'all in the same boat with me. Had God ever spoke to you, but you hardened your heart? But y'all come on and give God a hand clap and just say he ain't the only one. Y'all sitting there all tight. Y'all better come on here. God trying to get some of us to mature. Mature even the more. Harden your heart. Oh, Lord. Last verse, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28. Matter of fact, y'all just read it right here since y'all looking at me so well. Just look right here. Deuteronomy 28, 15, last truth about the voice of the Lord. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey, help me, the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, his statutes, which I command you, when that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Lord, always remember, disobeying God's voice causes a curse. They're not going to just come, but curses will overtake a person. Isn't that something? All because you knew what God told you to do or not to do. You didn't do it. Curse. Ruin. Bad stuff. Trouble. Hardship. All because a person wouldn't obey the voice of the Lord. See, when you come, whether it's to a church or God sends somebody your way and they talk to you about salvation, giving your life to the Lord, and you don't hear that, and you want to stay in sin, curse is coming your way. Yeah. That's why it's so important when we hear God's voice, don't disobey. Get in a hurry and do whatever it is that the Lord is telling you to do. And God, when he speaks to us, it's going to always line up with his word. Am I right about it? Is this helping anybody? And so in our text, as I get ready to come to a close, Jesus is teaching his disciples about the voice of the Lord. He explains the benefits, three in particular, of knowing the voice of the Lord. And as I stated earlier, he uses an illustration between the shepherd and the sheep. And he gives three things that happen between the shepherd and the sheep when the sheep hear the voice of the Lord. And I'm going to conclude with what he said in John 10 and 4. Are y'all learning? All right. John 10 and 4 says, first, and when he brings out his own sheep. The voice of the Lord, young people, according to John 10 and 4, first of all, will bring us out. That's why we need to heed the voice of the Lord. When the shepherd or the chief shepherd speaks to us, he wants to bring us out. Bring us out has to do with deliver us. See, God knows the trouble in your life, problems in your life, things that may have you in bondage, things that may have the advantage of you over you. But the shepherd wants to bring you out of that. And so he'll speak, do this, don't do that. But he's doing it so you can come out. Not to make your life worse, but to make your life better. Yeah, the shepherd, when he speaks, wants to bring the sheep out, wants to cause deliverance to take place, wants your finances to get better, wants your social life to get better, wants life on the job to be better. Whatever you put on the table, he wants it to be better. He wants to bring us out. And some of us in here, you have been striving to do what God has told you to do. I want you to understand, God is just bringing you out. It may seem like a slow process to you, but he's bringing you out. Step by step, little by little, day by day, he's bringing you out. You don't need to get discouraged if you're the type of young person, young adult or adult that has been obeying God's voice. It may seem like it's not working, but it's working. It's just a process. It's just a process of him bringing you out. Health getting better and better every single day. That's him bringing you out. You got a sale on the job last week. Got a sale on the job this week. That's God just bringing you out. Oh, you may not have the $30,000 in your savings, but last month you had $100 and now you got $200. He just bringing you out little by little. That's how the shepherd does. He brings us out little by little. And sometimes we mess up because we don't see the end result. Sometimes we don't see it the way we want to see it. But if you look close at what you're going through in life, you'll see that your life is progressing. You'll see, hey, man, I graduated from high school. Hey, I got a job. Hey, I got my own car. Hey, I got my own clothes. Hey, I got my own bills. What do you call that? Progress. Now, you may not be in the final destination, but just look at how the shepherd has been guiding you. Look at how he's been bringing you out. Look real closely and quit complaining. Look real close and quit with the unbelief. Look real close and you'll see that the shepherd has just been bringing you out. He's bringing me out. Oh, I said he's changing my life for the better. How many can look at your life and see that that's what's taking place? That's it. You don't have to go there, but Numbers 24 and 8 says, God brings him out of Egypt. Look at this. He has strength like a wild ox. Talking about the Lord. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break the bones and pierce them with arrows. See, God won't just bring you out, but he'll also deal with your enemies. He'll also deal with your haters. He'll also deal with whatever has been opposing you, and it won't oppose you anymore. Good God Almighty. That's a land called better. That's a land of called being the head and not the tail. See, again, God just won't bring you out or me out. He'll also deal with our enemies. Deal with our enemies. Yeah, you've been sick for years, but it ain't gonna always be like that. He gonna make you whole, and then sickness won't be able to touch you again. Yeah, you've been struggling for years, but the struggle ain't gonna last always. It's gonna come a time to where you can pay for your stuff and be a blessing to somebody else. He gonna deal with that poverty enemy. He gonna deal with whatever it is that's been fighting you. He's bringing us out. Look at somebody, if you know that to be true, say, he bringing me out. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm on my way. I may not have all I want to have, but I got more than what I used to have. He's bringing me out. Oh, God, I thank you for bringing me out. Just go ahead and take us through the process. Just keep on leading and guiding us. He's bringing us out. Then he says, when it comes to the voice of the Lord, he goes before them. He goes before them. What did I say? Oh, Lord, I got about four of y'all. I need 40 of y'all. He goes before them. When the voice of the Lord starts speaking to you, remember, the Lord done went before you. He done already prepared the way for you. See, when God speaks to us, remember, he knows everything. He's the beginning. He's the end. We just stuck in the middle. We in the middle. He's the beginning, the end, the alpha, and the what? Omega. So when God starts speaking to you, he ain't going to tell you everything. He only going to tell us, the Bible say, in part. Stay with me, young folk. Remember, God, you know, if you telling me to do this, you done already prepared the way. If you telling me to go to vacation in Myrtle Beach, then there's some blessings in Myrtle Beach waiting on me. If you told me to go work in Atlanta, then, Lord, it's some blessings on the job in Atlanta. Lord, if you told me to stay in school and graduate, then it's a blessing in me staying in school and me graduate. If you done told me not to go to school and you want me to do my own business or you want me to work, then it's a blessing in me obeying your voice. He done already went before. That's why it's important, young people, to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. He'll direct your path. God will go before you. He'll go before you. He'll make a way, as we say, out of no way. So listen and learn. When God starts speaking to you, you're not going to understand everything. You're not going to see everything. Just remember, well, Lord, you my banner. You done went before me. Now, if I obey you, my ending is going to be wonderful. But because you done went before me, if I disobey you, I do know I'm going to mess myself up. The Lord done went before me. Baker, I know what's going to happen if you obey me in giving. You don't see it. I done went before you. See, a natural shepherd, when they lead the sheep, you know what the shepherd does while the sheep sleep? They go out and they look for pastures. They look for places that are flowing with water. They look for places that don't have animals that will come out and try to take the sheep. See, the shepherd is an overseer. And see, while you over here grazing, the shepherd keeping watch, but he also trying to find somewhere else for the sheep to graze. He goes before the sheep. And that's why sometimes, young people, when God tells you to do certain things and we don't agree with it, it's because we just can't see everything in advance. When God tell you to leave certain folk alone, you don't know what folk are up to in totality. But when God say leave them alone, guess what? It's best to leave them alone. Or when God tell you to stay with someone and stick with someone, it's because he knows everything. He goes before the sheep. Good God Almighty. I thought y'all would be more excited at a teaching like this, but I'm excited about it myself. Look at somebody say, he's excited for himself. Look at Numbers 27:17. Who may go out before them and go in before them? Who may lead them out and bring them in? That the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep with have no shepherd. See, sheep need somebody to go before them and prepare the way. Y'all come on and go this way. I know this is the safe way to go. And see, that's how the voice of the Lord is. When he directs us, it's going to be down a righteous path. Are y'all with me? Last thing he says in the verse, and the sheep follow, for they know his voice. The sheep follow. And see, that's what I want to really instill in us as I close. When God speak, obey. When God speak to you, man, I feel like God just want me to go in here and pray. You better obey. Man, I've been feeling like God just want me to read and meditate on his word. Well, you better read and meditate on his word. When his sheep hear his voice, they obey. They follow. Man, I ain't never put $50 on the altar. But I just feel like God want me to put $50 on the altar. Well, obey. Obey. Man, God just want me to shut up and don't say nothing back. Lord, that's a challenge for me. Because I like to get the last word. No, just obey. Does that line up with his word? Yeah. Be slow. Just slow to speak. Just obey. That's what his sheep do. How many know you're a sheep of God? You Christian. You righteous. Let me see those hands. So now what you got to start doing, even the more when God speak to you, is follow. Yeah. Follow. Just obey. Just do exactly what he say. And remember earlier, one way that God gonna speak to us indirectly is through his shepherds. So when you hear teaching from your shepherd, just obey. That's God speaking indirectly. But then when you leave the house, your pastor ain't gonna be with you. He ain't gonna be with you. But when God see you obeying your pastor who you can't see, he gonna start telling you other things in life. He gonna start speaking more directly to you. And it's gonna line up with what you already been taught. I can't tell you how many times in my life that I made moves based upon the voice of my shepherd. Whether it was directly or indirectly. Lord, please answer this question truthfully. How many are understanding? By a show of hands. So important. See, you're going to follow somebody. You can be more in tune with a celebrity than God's shepherd. That's not a true sheep. No. Your spirit does not need to be more conscious of the world and celebrities. As a child of God, it needs to be more conscious of the Holy Spirit or the voice of the Lord. How many after this morning's teaching you are motivated, inspired to be more conscious of the voice of the Lord? That's the key. That's the key. You got to hold on to that. I want you to be more determined. Many of you, if not all of you, are loyal in the coming, but this month we're going to be dealing with different voices. Different voices. The primary voice we need to follow is what we learned today, the voice of the Lord. Y'all got it? Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching.
You say you're searching for happiness, it's the way to go. You say you want peace,
you don't mind. Let's
this the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this 10. The way to go. We all want to live, this the way to go.
The show.
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 You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.